my pleasure, sort of, to say farewell to Weihan. And I think I might just leave Weihan to sit in the chair for a moment, unless you want to come right up at the moment. You're happy to sit there? I don't know what to read into this, but a couple of months ago, I said to Weihan and Kieran, could you just take some leadership of the Galatians series, you know, work out what we're going to preach on and how to structure the whole series. And so they quite dutifully did that. And then the name of the series became Set Free. How am I supposed to read that? I'm not quite sure. And isn't it lovely that we've gone to all the trouble to get these beautiful flowers for this happy, sad occasion? Weihan, on behalf of St. Alfred's, I'd like to extend my thanks to you. Weihan came to St. Alfred's, first of all, in 2001 as a student minister, then went and did other things for a while, came back in 2007 as a part-time minister, and then in March of 2010 became a full-time minister. I'm not going to say a lot this morning because I'm going to speak a bit more extendedly tonight, and so if you would like to come back tonight, you feel free to do that. But I'd like to just say here in front of this congregation, before I invite a couple of other members of the congregation to speak, to say how much we appreciate your hard work, your love of God, your love of people, your willingness to serve God and serve his people by using your gifts of preaching and teaching and leading and organising, by having the sort of personal integrity that you have. That means we can trust you without reservation, that I, as your senior minister, can entrust the whole place to you when I go off on leave and long service leave, which I've done periodically, and know that you will continue to teach and lead and pastor and bless the people of St. Alfred's. So on behalf of everyone, I personally would like to thank you and say thank you and that we appreciate that very much. And we hope that over the years that you've served us, that God has been teaching you things that will help you in your next stage. For those of you who don't know, Weihan is leaving us to take over the role of State Director of CMS, the Church Missionary Society. So we hope that you've learnt some lessons, learnt some valuable things about ministry and mission here at St. Alfred's that will then carry over to your next stage of ministry and set you up to be a great leader of CMS Victoria. I would like to invite two members of this morning congregation to also come and extend thanks on the congregation's behalf. That's Mavis Payne and Michael Colley. I think Mavis is going to come first, and then Michael.
Weihan, on behalf of the congregation here, we want to say thank you for all that you have brought to St. Alfred's. You are a man who is a teacher of the Bible, and you've opened the Bible for us so that now we know more of God because you have been amongst us, and you have helped to connect God's story with our lives. Your preaching and your teaching have enriched us as a community of believers. You have resourced our small groups, and you, I think, was you that renamed our small groups to growth groups because you actually have a passion for mission. I think of Weihan as a man who's always got a Bible in his hands. And it's a little Bible, and even though he wears glasses, he can see very small writing, which he also writes. He's always got a book in his hands. He has a Bible in his hands, and he has God's words on his lips. Mission has always been at the heart of your ministry. Sharing the good news of Jesus shapes the way you have lived your life amongst us and the way you have trained others. As a man of the gospel, we want to say thank you. But Weihan, another feature as I think about you is that you are a person who has invested in others. You have encouraged others in their growth as Christians and as leaders. I think of you as a person who's always been open to listening to our ideas. If you have an idea, you say, I'll go to Weihan. He's got his little book out and he writes down little tiny notes and he remembers them and things happen. He also challenges people to have a go. And so lots of initiatives that have happened around here you mightn't think have got Wei Han's name on them, but he's been behind encouraging other people to do them. Wei Han, you have mentored and personally invested in so many of the young people of St Alfred's, particularly in the 6pm congregation. So that now if you go to the 6pm congregation, you'll see visibly young adult leaders, and that's because Wei Han has invested in them. As a parent of some of those young adults, I have two of them, and I know lots of other people in this congregation likewise have young adult children. We want to say how much we appreciate your leadership of them and of your investment in our children. You have a vision for growing people into maturity so that they will be able to grow others. You have been a Paul to a number of our young Timothys in St Alfred's. Thank you. You are also a man of integrity. You carry in your life the qualities of God's character, giving up of your very self for the sake of others. Wei Han is by nature an introvert, but he spends an enormous amount of energy intentionally relating to others. He lives the gospel in his life even when it is costly. He has, with Val, opened up their home to lots of people, even in this period of having young children and completing a PhD. He's a man of integrity about all sorts of things, so that Better Beans, which happens here on Sunday nights, uses fair trade coffee. Your attitude as a leader, Wei Han, has been that of a servant. You have been amongst us, humbly using your many gifts for the benefit of others and not for your own glory, but for the growth of God's kingdom. Thank you for being amongst us as a man of God. And as you move to lead this significant mission agency, CMS, we pray that your leadership of mission will result in more and more people from many nations being able to name Jesus as Lord, both here in Australia and around the world. Valerie, we are so glad that you will continue to be part of St Alfred's. You are a significant partner in Wei Han's ministry. You too are a woman who invests in others and a person of integrity. Thank you for graciously being amongst us. Thank you for making it okay not to be a white Anglo-Saxon family in St Alfred's, because I think that has been very, very significant in our life. This is a huge gift that you have brought to our community. Thank you. And we look forward to continue sharing our lives with you and learning from your hospitality, your parenting, your faithfulness in marriage, and living out the joy of the Lord Jesus in every part of your life. Thank you, Wei Han and Valerie.
I first met Wei Han in 2003. Elspeth and I had been living in Argentina for 11 years and we were back in Australia for a short time of leave and home assignment. And I must have been worried about being bored or something because I enrolled to do a subject at Ridley. And I can remember first day in class, I'd made my first contribution to the class and my heart was still beating, and the student next to me leaned over and said, "My friend, you have just mixed your metaphors." My heart sank. My English was a lot worse than I thought it was. I'd just been corrected by a Malaysian Chinese student. But this was no ordinary Malaysian Chinese student. Indeed, as I was soon to discover, this was no ordinary man. Wei Han is as gracious as he is bright. He is generous, encouraging. He brews great coffee. He brews great beer. He is dedicated and diligent but relaxed. From what I can see, the private and public Wei Han are one and the same. And from what I can calculate, This is the same man that stands before God. Confident, authentic, relaxed, genuine. I could go on, but I'd be at danger of making you proud, but I'm going to go on anyway. I think I can speak on behalf of everyone here in thanking you for your preaching and teaching, which is clear and memorable. I admire the way you live intentionally. I admire the way you protect your family life from the many demands of ministry. I think what impresses me most is that you're passionate about what really matters. And that's God's saving work in this world. So I thank you, Weihan, and I thank God for you and Valerie. Where you lead, I will follow. Our grief at losing, I'd like to think that I speak for you when I say that our grief at losing you is eclipsed only by our excitement and expectation as we wait to see what God is going to do with you, through you, as State Director of CMS. Weihan, I'd like to leave you with one final thought. One man's loss is a great leap for mankind.
Going to ask Weihan to come and just respond if he would like to, although he tells me he's been told to by Sarah. As Mavis indicated just before Weihan speaks, Weihan and Val have been talking to me a little bit about church, because Weihan's role isn't a church-based role, it's a mission agency, so they still need a church to belong to on Sundays, and the reality of his role is that he might be away many Sundays of the year. So in talking about it and thinking about it with them as a family, we've agreed that they can, or should and can, stay here as part of the morning congregation. And particularly for Val and the children, if Weihan's away for many Sundays in the year, she's in a church where folk know her and there's continuity of relationships. So what we're doing really is we're farewelling Weihan from the staff team, but the happy future is that they'll stay as members of the church. But to protect Weihan and to ensure that there's no confusion in your minds or his mind, we're going to make sure that he doesn't do anything for about a year, okay? So you're not to have any expectations, I mean, not do anything here in terms of public ministry. So you're not to have any expectations of him that he will continue to do anything you need him to do. You've got to release him from that so that he can be the new State Director of CMS Victoria and figure out what life looks like now as not a staff member of St Alfred's. But they'll just be members of St Alfred's. Weihan.
Thank you. I have a small person with me. Hello, Samuel. Would you like to hold Peter's hand?
No.
Peter's scary. I was told to prepare a statement, so I have. I thought I'd do a bit of show and tell. Here's the little Bible, and here's the little black notebook. If your name is in it, ha-ha. There are some significant farewells in the Bible. When a leader lays down his ministry and leaves some parting words, so we might, for example, think of the entire book of Deuteronomy, all 34 chapters, in fact, Moses' farewell sermon. Don't worry, I'm not going to go on for 34 chapters. Or we might recall our Lord Jesus, his great farewell discourse and prayer from John 14 onwards. Or the Apostle Paul's farewell to the Ephesian elders in Acts 20. In each of those cases, in every case, the last thing you say, your parting words, I think carry a certain weightiness and significance. So as I've been thinking about some parting words as I step down from my staff role here, I think I basically want to do three things. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for you. And I want to commend to you again the gospel of grace. So first, I'm full of thanks to God. As Peter mentioned, I first came in 2001, and the church is completely, almost completely unrecognizable from those days. St. Alf's has been for me a tremendously rich and healthy church. Is one that's on a growth trajectory with many leaders, many opportunities to serve and to minister. And that's very encouraging. But it also means that St. Alfred's is a complex and challenging place in which to exercise leadership. Lots of different issues, lots of different opportunities, lots of decisions to make about what ministries to pursue and what ministries not to pursue, and dealing with all the people and all the issues in the midst of all that. And it's been a really, really complicated and challenging business. And I'm so thankful to God for the way in which He has worked through that complexity and this church to stretch and to grow me and to prepare me for future usefulness to His gospel work. Second, I'm thankful to God for you, for each of you. Val and I and our kids have experienced incredible acceptance and love and maturity of gospel fellowship, gospel partnership here. More than any other church we've belonged to, and I've belonged to about four or five in my life, we found St. Alfred's to be a community of fellow believers and fellow servants of God who've been great at encouraging us and giving us good counsel and just plain simple loving us in maturing friendship, in prayer, in wise counsel, in humble service, in so many acts of practical kindness and support. So as I step down from this role, I want to take the opportunity to praise and thank God for the love that He's placed in so many of your hearts and hands towards us, and we know towards many others. And third, I want to commend you and us to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build us up and to give us an inheritance amongst all those who are His saints. That's Acts 20, verse 32. See, Paul knows at his final farewell from Ephesus, and in fact he says with tears, "I know I'll never see you again," which is different from me, of course, because I hope to see you. He knows at his farewell that it is the word of God's grace that is the key thing which will secure his beloved Ephesians' inheritance with him, with all the saints. So likewise, I hope that that's been the felt focus of my labor and my love here, to commend you to God and to the word of His grace, His pure and everlasting word, able to assure us of His love and mercy through His gospel of grace, able to sustain us through all of life's ups and downs, powerful to secure for us that everlasting inheritance with all the saints in Christ. Ministers on our staff team will come and go. Relationships will remain in some form, but will ebb and flow as a natural circumstance of the time and context that we have. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God's grace, kept close to our hearts and minds every day, will sustain and secure all our forevers. It's a great and precious promise, and it's a true promise from a great and loving God whom we serve. And as I go, I want Him to have all the power and honor and glory amongst us. So thank you. Amen.